Blog Talk Radio.
Who will stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Who will stand against our King? No one can.
Morning and bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God for you. Thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am so glad to be with you this morning. It's Pastor Stevenson, and just welcoming you to another Wednesday, the middle of the week. Thank God for his grace and his mercy, for the blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Amen. I don't know about you, but I sure feel blessed. I feel blessed when I look around and look at what God is doing and look at how God is doing it, how God's taking his time and how he's working it out. It might not be the speed you want it to be. It might not be the way you want it to be, but if you see the hand of God moving, you ought to just be grateful and thankful, and you ought to get where you see God working. Amen. When God is working, you just go ahead and get there, because if God is already at work, then whatever, you can't fail if you get there, because it's what God wants to happen. So I am grateful. I see the hand of God. I see God blessing it, and so I just want to get. I want to just be in the downtown of God's will. I want to be right in the center, right where God is working, right where God is opening doors, right where God is making ways. Might not be everything that I want it to be, but man, if I can just be in his will, amen, that's really my whole desire. If I can just be in the will of God, amen. So thank God for his grace. Amen. You know that God's grace has been with you and God's grace has blessed you. If you know that God's grace has opened doors and made a way for you, then you ought to give him praise. You ought to give him glory and honor. You ought to thank him. You ought to bless his name. And people ask you, why are you blessing the name of the Lord? Don't look like things are going the way you want them to go. You want to recite the scripture because the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. That is why I bless him. That is why I love him. That is why I honor him. That is why I worship him, not because he gives me everything I want, and not because everything is the way I think it ought to be. I'm trying to get myself to the place that I bless him because he's good and because he is worthy and deserving of my praise. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight we'll see you for Recharge. Don't forget, Recharge this tonight, 7 o'clock, as we continue to go through the doctrines of our faith. We want to finish up the fall of man. Amen. I thank God. Pray that you have seen. I think it's a mistake when we start with sin and trying to understand the fall of man. We just correct the sin. And what is sin? We just messed up. I think it's so much more powerful if we begin the whole look at where humanity was, the role that God placed humanity. What did we fall from? What did we fall from? We look at God's intent for humanity, and then we see where we have fallen to. It's enough to motivate us to really want to see something different, to really want to see the hand of God in a different way. Amen. We recognize that God's intent for humanity was way more than humanity wound up being. God wanted us to do something different, and I thank God for his grace. So even when I fall short, when I sin, when I mess up, because I do, and so do you, when I do mess up, I recognize that I have an advocate with God, and that is Jesus Christ. And so Jesus' death on the cross means so much more to me, not because it is the eradication. His death, his blood eradicates the sin in my life. That is true, but Jesus' death on the cross is the bridge for me to get back to God the Father. And when I think about it in those respects, so it's not about not sinning, and it's not about trying to get it together. It's about recognizing that Jesus, God the Son, died on the cross for my sins so that I could have a bridge back to God, that I could be reunited with God's intent, his original intent for me, and that's love. That is love, y'all. That is love. Not to judge us, not to send us to hell. No. God's it was to redeem man, redeem humanity back to him. And so let's finish talking about that tonight, and then we start dealing with the way of salvation. The way. How do we get this great salvation? Amen. I'm grateful to God. Thank you for his grace and his mercy. What is it that you are believing God for in this season? Past things. Just come with me for a moment. Past things. Not cars and houses and relationships. What is it between you and God that you are believing God to do? That's just between you and God, not the other stuff. We're all believing God for healing in some area of our life, and all believing God for open doors and for blessings, and amen. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I want us to believe God for that. I want us to go after God for those things. Those things are important. But if you just think of God in terms of things, then I think we miss the real power of a relationship with God. What is it in the season that you are believing God to do in your life as it relates your relationship with God? And I'm just believing God to empower the thoughts that he's given me, empower the dreams and the creativity, to empower it for the sake of building the kingdom, for the sake of changing the world, for the sake of making him famous to the world, for the sake of helping people to see the love and the compassion and the blessings that God has bestowed and in store for his people. Just believing God for open doors into the next season to draw more people to him, draw more people into a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm believing God to break the barriers, the barrier that I have allowed to be built around me about what God can do, what God will do to destroy the limiting dreams, the limiting thoughts that I have about what God can use me for. I'm believing God to set the thoughts of my life on fire for him. Amen. Amen. If we can just believe God for more than what we can currently see, more than what we can currently think or believe, just be more than just things, more than cars and houses and money and jobs and clothes and friendships and relationships and marriage and all those things are great. But man, I don't, that there is a desire that God has for your life, that God created you for a mission. Your life has a mission. Your life has a mission. It has a mission. Don't miss the mission of your life trying to get things. Don't miss the mission, the thing that God has for you to accomplish. Don't miss it trying to go after stuff. They're not the same. So my prayer is that your eyes will become open to the mission that God has created you for, the mission that God has laid hands on you for, the mission that God wants to accomplish in your life, and the purpose for which God has brought you into the world. Amen. Amen. Let's pray, y'all. Father, thank you. Oh, God, we love you. We bless your holy and righteous name. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome into our day. We invite you into our day. We invite you into the thoughts of our life. We invite you into who you have called us to be. We invite you to see us to become a person that you intended for us to be. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for your blessings and your grace, the things that we do that we cannot understand, and the doors that you open that we don't even deserve. We are grateful for the things, the ways that you make. We thank you, God, for loving us even when we ourselves recognize we were unlovable. Thank you for being with us even when we have rejected even ourselves. We didn't believe in ourselves, didn't believe in what we could accomplish. We thank you that you stood firm with us and stood firm by us. And now, God, as we look at where it is we are, we want to say thank you. Maybe everything is not the way we want it to be, and everything is not going the way we want it to go. But, God, we recognize that your hand is with us. We recognize that you are still guiding us, and we want to say thank you. So now, God, as we go into the day and prepare ourselves for this Wednesday, I'm praying, God, that you would have your way in our lives, that you would help us to see where you are at work. Help us to see what you are already doing. Help us to see that your grace is really sufficient for us, and that your strength is made perfect. It's being mature in our weakness. So, God, we stand before you and thank you for all you're doing in our lives. And now, as we go into the day, help us to love somebody. Help us to lift somebody. Help us to lead somebody today. Love them out of where they are, to lift them from to the place that you're calling them to be, and lead them into a relationship with you. We're grateful and we're thankful. We put your holy and righteous name, for you are awesome.
You are good, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you.
I thank God for you. Pray that you will walk into this Wednesday and walk into it with boldness and with purpose and with clarity in Jesus' name. Love you. See you tonight. Bye.